Thiago started to speak, but Lara stopped him.
Papa, it is okay. I understand why you did what you did, and it's fine. It actually helped lead me to an incredible revelation. At our second meeting, Julie pulled out more designs, some photo mock-ups, and asked my opinion. Julie indicated she really didn't have the funding to launch a designer line of clothes beginning with loungewear, but it occurred to her that Lara Bernardes might. I was dumbfounded by her statement. I was astonished at what I was seeing, and a new thought occurred at that same moment. Modeling wasn't the end game. Selling products based on the model is the end game. My business degree education finally got me to thinking more long range and told me that this was my destiny. Julie then painted a scenario where she and her contacts will help with design consulting for a small percentage, but that I needed to build and run this company myself. She pointed out that many high-end fashion brands were coming to Brazil to have high-quality, no-brand-specific clothes made. Julie suggested that I should be thinking about building a brand name in my own country. Before I could digest everything I was hearing, seeing, and thinking, she shoved the phone into my hand and told me to talk to you. The next thing I knew, you and I were talking, and a great burden was lifted from my shoulders. After we hung up, Julie again did all the talking. She said she had a lot of work to do to get me ready for my discussion and presentation. She had Manuel set up for the photo shoot and told me I was to model everything she brought. Both Julie and Manuel said I would look awesome. Honestly, I couldn't get a word in edgewise. She opened the door and had a makeup artist ready to fix my hair and makeup. Once that was done, she instructed me to go change into the first item. I tried to speak several times, but nothing came out of my mouth.
Thiago smiled. You? Speechless? Oh, my fila, you had me believing this yarn until you said that. Lara laughed.
Yes, speechless. I was so caught up in the production events that I went with the flow. And now, for that package I brought you to review. Will you open it, please? This is 8 months of work put into a portfolio mock-up.
Thiago carefully opened the package, removed the contents, started flipping through the pages, and walked slowly towards the window for better light. Finally, he looked up and smiled at his grown-up fila.
Lara, this is impressive. Most impressive. But I sense this is not just a souvenir photo album. What are your intentions?
I would like to produce this line of clothes and make Brazil a fashion destination like Milan or Paris or New York. I need to find an angel investor to help me drive this forward. Will you help me, Papa?
Thiago brought the portfolio back to Lara and handed it to her. His face was gentle with a pasted, rueful smile, but obviously he was deep in thought for several minutes.
You mean I don't get a chance to help you make this work? I don't get to be the angel investor?
You would be interested, Papa? I mean, this is a crazy scheme of mine, and, well, if it fails, you would be part of that failure.
Thiago laughed.
My querido fila, every one of the major lines of business of our company has either been close to bankruptcy or bought out of bankruptcy. I have no fear of failure, but I can tell you that simply putting together a photo scrapbook is not enough to get any investor interested, angel or otherwise. Where is the business plan? What is required? How long a time frame are we talking about for profitability? Where do you want to establish this new brand line? By the way, what do you want to call this new brand line? These are important considerations in order for you to take this to the next level.
Oh, Papa, I would be proud to have you in this project. The name I would like is Destiny Fashions. You are right. I will start on the business plan right away. Thank you, Papa. Thank you for everything.
They continued to chat for some time over modest refreshments. Thiago updated her on the progress of his health and that the doctors were pleased with his progress. As Lara readied to leave, she hugged Thiago with a fierceness he recalled when she was much younger. She promised to return soon to visit, but that she would write her business plan in Acapulco.